Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. And as we prepare for the third Sunday of Advent, we just want to thank God for the feast day of our Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother Mary that was just celebrated this week. And we want to take that into the Christmas season, my friends, and remember that our Blessed Mother Mary was part of the Father's eternal plan for salvation, and she is the vehicle by which the Lord has come into the world. And standing by her is, of course, Saint Joseph, who is now just such a special person in the church. And this is the year of Saint Joseph, so we just want to reflect on the Holy Family's creation through the birth of Christ. And with that, my friends, this is Clear for Takeoff, so let's get started with our checklist once again. And do you have a heart for God? Check. Do you have quality time set aside for God? Check. Are your Bibles open? Check. And are you distraction free? Check. Okay, my friends, let's do it. Let's get into the Word of God. Our first reading for this weekend is from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. And here it is. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Zephaniah, the prophet, the Lord gives us a great word, and he says, Fear not, O Zion, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. In other places, the Lord says, Where two or three are gathered in my name, that he is present. So, as we go forth each and every day, is the Lord present in your conversations? Because he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, he is present. Is he in your midst? Is he a thought within your mind? Is he an obligation that you only refer to once a week? Think about it, my friends, objectively. Where are you and I in our relationship with God? God calls us to a relationship. He calls us to step up and to a higher standard and a closer relationship based on love. Jesus will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will refresh, rebuild, replenish, my friends. But if we're not close to the Lord in conversation, if we're not close in heart and mind, how can he renew us? So how much time are we giving up to the Lord Jesus Christ and his Father? How much quality time do we spend in prayer? Mother Teresa said that the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service, and the fruit of service is peace. Very powerful. But we have to be silent, my friends. We have to put everything away. All those distractions, whatever it is that's keeping you and I away from the Lord God. He wants to renew us, to rebuild us, to refresh, to replenish. God calls us to a loving relationship, but we have to, again, be focused. And he calls us to do it. He wants us to renew us in his love. We must set quality time aside for God and be focused on his word. He says he will rejoice over us with gladness and renew us in his love. Second greatest commandment, my friends, is to love one another. To love one another. How much are you loving our Lord Jesus Christ? Or are we coming up short, coming up empty? How much love do we give from our hearts to the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ? He calls us to love one another, and he calls us into a relationship with him today. If you are out there listening and need to make some changes to build a stronger relationship with God, I encourage you, my friends, to give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. And let us know what's happening in your life, how we can help. We are here for you. This is your radio station. This is your Holy Spirit Radio family. We encourage you, my friends, to give us a call and talk to us openly, honestly, freely, and let us know how the Lord is working in your life today. Let's go to our second reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. And here it is. From St. Paul. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Philippians, my friends, St. Paul tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. He calls us to get excited, to be joyful in the Lord. To do that, we need to be focused on the Lord. We need to be, you know, cognizant of his life, death, and resurrection, and all the good that the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, is doing for us today, and will do for us in the future. We have to have faith in the Lord Jesus. And when we talk about the Lord, St. Paul calls us to rejoice in the Lord always, to get excited once again, and to not be depressed, to have anxiety, to be fearful, to be in a down mood, but to rejoice, to be on the upswing. God calls us to rejoice in Him. And through the words of St. Paul, we have that information, and it's powerful. St. Paul tells us that your kindness should be known to all. What goes around comes around. When we are kind to other people are kind to us. And God calls us to be kind. This is the Christmas season. It's not the holiday season. It's the season of Christmas, where we celebrate the birth of Christ. It's powerful. And how much kindness can you and I extend to other people in daily life? What can we do in our own families, for our own spouses, our own children, our own parents, our neighbors who live next door? How much kindness can we extend to others? I challenge you, my friends, to raise the standard this Christmas and to extend yourself to a higher level of kindness to everyone you come in contact with. I challenge you to do it and see if the Lord doesn't repay you with a tremendous amount of joy and peace. Because it's in giving that we receive, the small things and the big things. And it's so important, my friends, because there are very, very needy people out there. Mother Teresa said the greatest disease in the world is a lack of love. And we need to be kind, to give more love to other people. There are children out there who have a void because of divorced parents, because of incarcerated parents, children of addicted parents. There are people out there who have died in their lives, and for that reason, they have a great void. How much kindness can we bring to other people, to our senior citizens, to our grandmothers and grandfathers, maybe in nursing homes or living alone for many years? How much kindness can we extend to our neighbors who live on the left or right side of our homes? What can we do to those people we come in contact with on the telephone, in the church parking lot, in the supermarkets, in the shopping mall? How much kindness can we extend, my friends? St. Paul says that the Lord is near, and to have no anxiety at all, because the Lord is a peacemaker. He's a deliverer of peace. He brings with Him the peace, so have no anxiety. God calls us to bring peace as well. But if we are living day to day with anxiousness, nervousness, with anxiety, with fear, depression, we're unable to deliver the peace of God. And He wants us to do it. So we want to keep the Lord near in word and action. Keep Him near through prayer and through a focus on God's word, through personal prayer from the heart and a focus on God's word, and through the rosary, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, staying close to the Lord, through the eyes and heart of our Blessed Mother Mary, the Rosary prayer given to Saint Dominic in the 12th century, a very powerful prayer for over 800 years. Keep the Lord near, my friends. For those of you out there distracted by too much materialism, let's take a look in the mirror. And let's get rid of some of those things that we don't need. And fill those gaps and voids with the Lord and His way of doing things. Because the Lord is simple. But again, have no anxiety, my friends, but peace is what we're looking for. He says, in all things, in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Make your request known to God. God calls us to ask Him for what we want in life through prayer and petition. Where the faith is strong, my friends, and the intentions are good, God can and will bless you. Where the faith is strong and the intentions are bad, God will never bless. And where the faith is weak and the intentions are good, there is still work to do. But God calls us to prayer and to petition and to give thanks to God for everything He has already given you and I. He calls us to be thankful. But make that request known to God. Verbalize it. Put it before the throne of God. Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, put it before the throne of God, whatever that request is. I was in the church recently during the feast day of the Immaculate Conception, and when we were done in the sacristy, a woman came in crying and confronted us and told us that her son was recently taken ill and in intensive care, and it was due to a car accident. And I just tell you, she was weeping and weeping, and we wanted to console her, to bring her the peace, because she was filled with fear that her son would die. She was filled with anxiety and nervousness because of her son possibly being taken away. And it's a test of faith, because in life we will have these situations come up for each and every one of us. No one is exempt. So we pray right now for that young lady whose son was hit by a car, that God will bless her with a healing for her son, and that he will get well and come home. We ask this through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and through Christ our Lord. Amen. And in the reading, my friends, St. Paul tells us about the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. The peace of God is a great goal for you and I, my friends. We've got to keep that in mind, because if we don't have peace, we're missing out. We don't have peace, we'll always be looking for something. The peace of God, we don't even understand it, and St. Paul confirms it when he says the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We can't even comprehend it. But that peace will guard our hearts and minds, because spiritual logic tells us that the peace of God, when we have it, our minds are at rest, our hearts are content, and it's powerful, because millions and millions of people today lack that peace and have an unsettled situation within their mind and with their heart. They're always longing for something. looking for something, never content. But you and I know that the peace of God, if we have it, and we should strive for it at all times, will guard our hearts. It will nourish and take care of our hearts and our minds. There'll be no other space within the heart and mind for anxiety, fear, depression, jealousy, envy, selfishness, bitterness, hatred, lust, cynicism, anger, greed, pride, prejudice. There'll be no other room for that, because the peace of God will give us contentment within our heart and within our mind. And it's powerful. Let's go to our third reading now from the Gospel of Luke, my friends, chapter 3, verses 10 to 18. And here it is. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And this is powerful, my friends, from the Gospel of Luke today, where John the Baptist gives us a word of advice, some tremendous information and insight to the faith, that one mightier than he is to come. And the gospel begins by saying, whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none. So the philosophy of sharing becomes important to our Lord Jesus Christ. God loves a generous giver. Very often, people are even stingy with their love for one another. They don't verbalize it. They don't reveal it in action every day. They count. If you do this for me, I'll do this for you. Making a great mistake, because they're not going the extra mile in loving one another, which is the second greatest commandment. But they're holding back. God tells us today to share your blessings with other people. And when you see a need, to satisfy that need. No questions asked. If you see a void, can you fill that void for a child, for a senior citizen? Can you solve a problem for someone who needs that problem solved right now? Is it a flat tire on the highway? Is someone cold and has no blanket? Is there a child who's weeping because of divorced parents or separation from a father who is incarcerated or addicted to drugs or alcohol and away at a recovery program? What can we do? What can we share in our lives, our time, our talents, our treasures? Can you share any time, or is it all about you? And whoever has food should do likewise. Maybe the most powerful thing we can do is bring food to people who are hungry. And the Lord confirms it in the Word of God. When I was hungry, you brought me food. When I was thirsty, you brought me a drink. When I was in prison, you came to visit me in my cell. And when I was in the hospital, you came to visit me when I was sick. So whoever has love should do likewise. Because with the sharing of love, you'll bring the food to the hungry, the drink to the thirsty, the visit to inmates in prison, and you'll visit the sick in the hospitals or nursing homes or homebounds. That's our message in the first portion of the gospel here today. And St. Luke goes on to tell us, do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone. And be satisfied with your wages. And today, my friends, people are guilty until proven innocent. And it's a terrible thing. Do not falsely accuse anyone. People are so ready to judge and point the finger. And the Lord tells us to do not judge, or you will be judged with the same gauge that you use to measure other people will be measured out to you. And do not practice extortion, which is happening today from our credit card companies and banks. It's amazing. Everybody wants your credit card to get you on that monthly invoice. But going back to the beginning, John the Baptist said, I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. And you and I, my friends, are not worthy either. We're in good company with St. John the Baptist. For the Lord himself will baptize us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. St. John tells us that the Lord will come preaching the good news to the people, something we don't hear a lot of today, my friends. We hear a lot of bad news. And the good news is Christmas is coming, representing the birth of Jesus Christ, and that is the great news of today. That's our show for today, my friends. Thank you for joining us here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. May God bless you and keep you safe. Have a great day, and God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.